This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 31st, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is a notice of proposed rulemakings for federal election activity and non-federal elections. Mr. Vice Chairman, we have another late submitted document.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of documents so that we may consider agenda document 0742.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion is adopted by a vote of 5-0. We again have Margaret Pearl and Ron Catwan presenting on this one as well. Ms. Pearl?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda document 0742 is a draft notice of proposed rulemaking for federal election activity and non-federal elections. In March 2006, the Commission published an interim final rule redefining the definition of the phrase in connection with an election in which a candidate for federal office appears on the ballot, which applies to Type 2 FEA. The interim final rule specified when voter identification and GOTV activities are in connection with non-federal election instead of a federal election and are therefore not Type 2 FEA. The interim final rule expires on September 1, 2007. The proposed rule in the agenda document would make permanent the interim final rule with some stylistic and technical changes explained in the NPRM. In the NPRM, the Commission seeks public comment on whether non-federal candidates or state, district, and local parties conducted voter identification and GOTV activities under the exemption in the interim final rules during the 2006 election cycle. The Commission also invites commenters to suggest modifications of the proposed rule based on their experience, if any, with the exemption in the last election. In addition, the NPRM seeks public comment regarding the specific requirements of the proposed exemption. The proposed exemption would apply to voter identification or GOTV activities that are conducted solely in connection with a non-federal election held on a date separate from any federal election, and that involve a communication that refers exclusively to non-federal candidates participating in the non-federal election, ballot initiatives or referenda in the non-federal election, or the date, polling hours, or polling locations of the non-federal election. The public comment period would run for 30 days after publication in the Federal Register. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Very good. Thank you very much. Any questions? Commissioner Von Spakovsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's just one thing I'd like to say about this, and that is, I mean, the job that we do in regulating federal elections is a very important one, but we have to be very careful that we don't federalize activities that are solely in connection with state and local elections. That is the purpose of this rule, and I would there were a dearth of comments, unfortunately, when we passed the interim rule, and I would solicit the public and members of the regulated community, and particularly local and state political parties on all sides, to send us comments on this, because, like I said, it's a very important issue that we stay within our jurisdiction of regulating federal elections, and that we don't unnecessarily, outside of the statute, federalize what are activities solely in connection with local, particularly municipal elections. And I would ask those people who are here today or in the regulated community to send us comments about what you think on this rule. Thanks.
Thank you. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to join in Commissioner Von Spakovsky's urging that people will send us comments, particularly those who had experience with how this rule worked. I personally did not vote for the interim final rule. I had some concerns at the time about possible carryover effects on the federal elections, but, you know, I remain open-minded at this juncture, and I will be influenced by comments, and I would be really interested in hearing from the people who were closest to it. How did it work? Did it work well? Did it not work well? Were there unforeseen side effects of this rule, or, you know, was it a great thing all around? And I like Commissioner Von Spakovsky, I hope we get more comments this time than we got on the interim final rule, and people will be in a better position now to tell us how it worked in practice, and I hope that they do.
Very good. Thank you. Other comments, questions, suggestions, motions? Mr. Vice Chairman, you're on a roll this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move, let's see the recommendation here.
0742.
That we approve the interim final rule, direct the council's office to publish in the Federal Register as described.
That's not exactly what agenda document 0742.
I'm sorry, says. I'm sorry. We approve the draft notice of proposed rulemaking for publication in the Federal Register as described.
Very good. The Vice Chairman has moved adoption of and publication of agenda document 07-42 in the Federal Register. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you can record that the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0 yet again. And I wanted to take a moment to thank specifically Rosie Smith. We've moved through a number of items very quickly on this morning or this afternoon's agenda that fall within her jurisdiction of supervision, and that is not because these are simple problems to solve or documents to produce, but because of an enormous amount of hard work by her staff and herself. And I wanted to express our appreciation for that. Thank you.